Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching again today. We've got a UK retreat coming up in April, which I wanted to mention. There'll be more details in the description below this video. So if you're interested in coming along to meet Steve and myself and get involved in some of the work that we do with men, then we would love to see you there. There's more information on that link. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about what we call high value versus low value, which is essentially any situation that you find yourself in, especially in relationship with other people, with your wife or whatever, with kids even, you can make a decision in that moment which will either make you feel more high value in yourself or make you feel more low value in yourself. And so oftentimes when we're coaching a guy, we'll be talking about a particular situation that's happened where, you know, he's been upset in some way or another by something that's happened, whether it's in a work environment or at home or whatever. And he's asking, you know, what would be the best way to handle that? And so, you know, coaching wise, we generally don't tell you what to do, but we'll get you to ask yourself better questions. We'll get you to find the right answer that is inside you. And so in that kind of situation, it's always, well, what if you had done or said would have made you feel better in yourself, would have made you feel like you stood up for yourself, or that, you know, you had shown confidence and self-respect and that you got across exactly what you wanted to say or how you wanted to be. And so there's always something you can do which will make you feel more like yourself, make you feel more confident, make you feel better in that moment. And so most of the time what happens is, you know, we end up getting triggered into something and saying something snarky or not really being aware of what's going on and just allowing the situation to dictate how we react to it. The most important part of this is having an idea of who you are, you know, who you are as a man. And I know that question is one of those things that we never really get asked, and then suddenly somebody asks you that question, you go, what do you mean, who am I as a man? But it's really important if you want to make decisions and take action that means you're either going to be a higher value man or a lower value man. And what we're talking about is higher value in your own eyes, not in somebody else's eyes. We're not making decisions and taking action to make somebody else think better of you or be more attracted to you. However, having said that, when you do this consistently and you start feeling better and more confident, more grounded in yourself, people can't help but respond to that. Now, you have no control over how they respond to that, but it's amazing the kind of things that we see happen consistently when a man starts saying, what decision can I make right now that makes me feel better, right? That makes me feel like I'm showing up in the way that I want to, you know, whether that's being supportive to somebody who I can see who's struggling, or whether that's actually drawing a line sometimes and saying, it's not okay when you speak to me like that. I don't speak to you like that. And, you know, we can do much better than that. And if we want to improve this situation, if we want to improve this relationship, if we want to have a deeper connection between the two of us, then we've got to be deliberate about this sort of thing, you know? And that means we've got to be aware of how we're treating each other. Many of us have never said anything like that in our relationships at all. We've never drawn a line like that. We've just avoided that confrontation, thinking, well, as long as there's no confrontation, then everything will be easier, right? Everything will be more connected because there's no anger, there's no frustration. But that's not the case most of the time. You know, she still feels, or the other person still can see, that there's something troubling you, and yet you're just denying it. You're just not really bringing it up. You're not being honest in that situation. And so a little bit of respect, a little bit of trust is lost in that moment. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. High value versus low value. Anything. It can be just what you're thinking about. Right now I'm thinking about this thing and it's making me feel stressed or worried. Okay, well, what's a high value decision in that moment? The decision in that moment is to find something that will allow you to calm down and take some action, you know, move forward, make a plan, for example. Making a plan can be incredible for reducing anxiety and worry and that sort of thing. Another option you have is to reach out, right? Reach out to somebody. And so this is exactly what we do with men. We have a community of guys all over the world, amazing men who are willing to talk about anything, who have been through everything that you're going through, and who really appreciate having other guys to talk about with anything and everything, going to any level of depth about whatever is going through, you're going through at the moment. So I want to invite you into joining us. So we have a group coaching called the Round Table, which we meet twice a month and we discuss and give coaching and ask questions. And we have a community in there where guys are just sharing and supporting each other. And the most important thing about that is it costs next to nothing. You know, it's $69 to come and join that and try it for a month, right? No obligation to stay further than that. $69 and see whether we can help you with whatever you're struggling with. I mean, this is New Year's resolution time, and most people make resolutions and don't keep them and then feel more shit because they haven't kept the resolution. Well, when we're talking about masculinity and confidence, it's with men that you sharpen that blade, that edge of masculinity. And it's so important in relationship. You know, character, knowing what your character is, being able to make decisions that make you feel better about yourself, that are in line with who you are, that's so key in relationship too. You know, character is a key part of the differentials between you and your partner and the attraction, you know. So we would love to have you just come along and try being part of our community and see what you get out of it. We don't have any free offerings other than the content like this that we put out. We don't have any free offerings to be part of our community. There's no free group to join. And there's a good reason for that. Because we want to help you. We want you to be committed and we want you to put effort into this. Because if you do that, we will do the same. That's what we want to do with you, is to give you that level of support. We want to be able to challenge you and to help you move forward. And to do that, there needs to be some commitment. And so the first step in that is to put some money towards it and say, okay, this is important to me. Like I said, $69 one off, just come and try it. There's no need to stay in it if you don't find that it's serving you. I'm not saying this because, you know, I want to get a huge flux of people coming in. I'm saying this because this could possibly be the best thing that you could do for yourself at the beginning of 2020. And I thoroughly enjoy, Steve thoroughly enjoys helping guys. We really do. That's why we do this. You know, we would do it for free. But there's a reason why we charge. We charge because this isn't just a simple quick fix. You know, we're working on ourselves, we're working with these other men to get them more confident, to get them really clear on what it is they want to do next, where they want to go, what they want. It's the most important thing you can possibly ever know. And it's constantly changing. And it's a great place where men can keep challenging you and saying, well, what do you want? What do you want? And get you really clear, because the only way you create what you want over the next 20 years is to be really clear about what it is and not be afraid of saying that. Just speaking it out to whoever. Okay, that's all I wanted to say to you today. Thanks, guys. See you soon.